It's a deal some say will consign new migrant families to poverty and trash their chances of making a go of their new lives in Australia. Labor has teamed up with the government in an agreement to pass over $1 billion worth of cuts to welfare payments for new Australians. The opposition says its hand was forced by the Senate crossbench, but the Greens describe that as poppycock, while migrant representatives are calling on Labor to back out of the deal. Here's political reporter Tom Iggledon in Canberra.
Un-Australian and unfair, that's how the Greens are describing the bill that made its way to the Senate today after passing the House yesterday. Community Services spokesman Rachel Seward took aim at Labor for making a deal with the government.
This is sneaky. This is more punitive approaches from the old parties in here who think this is the way that you treat Australians and in particular migrants. It's appalling.
The legislation had shaved $1.3 billion off the government's welfare bill by denying migrants access to key welfare payments like Newstart and the healthcare card for 4 years, up from three. Under the deal, Labor forced concessions from the government to lower waiting periods for other lesser used payments like parental paid leave and the family tax benefit to 2 years.
We have taken the roughest edges off the government's proposal.
Labor Senator Doug Cameron told the Senate the opposition wouldn't have proposed the idea at all, but it's glad it bent the government toward making concessions.
We have to deal with the political reality in which these measures are presented.
He blamed the Senate crossbench for forcing Labor's hand, suggesting the government had the numbers to pass a harsher version of the legislation.
And if the Greens' position had been adopted here, we would have had a position where all the worst elements of this bill would have gone through the parliament.
Well, what a load of myths that we just heard from Senator Cameron.
Rachel Seward's begging to differ with Labor's analysis of the numbers on the crossbench.
He either can't count or is deliberately misleading this chamber or has not bothered to talk to the crossbench. Because make no mistake, we had the numbers to knock this off.
Only One Nation supports the government's original bill, not enough to get it passed through the Senate. The Greens say Labor plans on banking the welfare savings to use for an election war chest.
They want to claim or use the $1.3 billion if they get into government.
Instead of sanctimony, we sought to pursue and secure significant improvements to the government's bill. These improvements will protect vulnerable, newly arrived residents, families and children.
And Doug Cameron told the Senate the peak body for migrant communities is behind the opposition and quoted a statement supporting Labor.
The Federation of Ethnic Community Councils of Australia said today that the federal opposition should be congratulated for securing changes.
But Rachel Seward says FECA was hoodwinked.
And as for FECA endorsing this position, perhaps they could have made some phone calls to other members of the parliament and not believe Labor to say this is going to get through.
And late this afternoon, FECA changed its position, releasing a new statement via its website.
Earlier this week, FECA accepted amendments to the bill on the understanding that there was not enough support in the Senate to defeat it. FECA now believes that, combined with the votes of Labor senators and Australian Green senators, there are sufficient crossbench senators prepared to vote against this legislation.
The organisation did not return PM's call seeking an interview and further clarification of its position.
Tom Iggledon reporting from Canberra.